Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is Jasmine with the Home Care Agency responding to your missed call, ma'am. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm with PCA now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did they certify you?
I don't know. Harry helps me with everything. He worked 39 years for the city, and he knows more about things than I do.
Okay.
Oh, don't say anything, or I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi, sir. It's Jasmine. I'm with the home care agency. She called, or you guys called on Sunday. I was just returning the calls. We're getting back in the office now.
Right.
Did you guys need help?
Okay.
Sure.
How can I help you, sir?
It's a whole new world out there.
Yeah. It's a whole new world out there. She's homebound.
Okay.
They're trying to exercise with me.
How can you help?
She's homebound, and has she been awarded home care so that a family member can get paid to take care of her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I try to take care. I'm a friend and a neighbor.
Okay. And what did they tell you? Was she approved? Let's check to see if she's approved.
Right.
What's her first and last name?
Patricia. Patricia. And the last name is Dilemmo. Dilemmo.
And her date of birth?
3/13/48.
All right, let's see what she got, and let's see if she's eligible for a referral. She is,
right.
Then we'll refer her and hire you. You're going to be her only caregiver, right? Her attendant?
Right, right.
Okay. Let's check her eligibility status, and then let's try to get you paid for all the work you already do. Do you know what kind of health insurance she has?
Not really. Well,
okay.
What health insurance do you have?
Keystone First.
Okay, so Keystone does approve this service. So let me check to see if she has the active one.
Right. Okay.
Dilemmo is P as in Paul, I-E.
No, D, Dilemmo.
So it's D as in David, I, Igloo, L, Lamb, E, Elephant, M, Mary, Oscar.
Right. Last initial is zero, Dilemmo.
Okay, I found her. She has all the eligibility codes to submit a referral, sir.
Right.
All right. You're going to be her only caregiver, correct? Or are you going to split your time with someone else?
Probably right now I'm the only caregiver.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Harry.
Mr. Harry. And a good number to reach you, Harry, so that I can send you your hiring application. You could get it out the way.
Same phone number.
Same phone number. Harry, what's your last name, sir?
Epstein. Epstein.
Okay. And what's her address? Give me her address.
Her address is 2114 Longshore. One word, Longshoref, 2114.
And this is where?
What do you mean?
City and state, sir.
Philadelphia, PA. Zip code is 19149.
And a good number to reach her?
Same number, 215-333-1010.
Okay, now I just need you to write down some information. We're going to call the Medicaid broker and get her online for an in-home assessment. Let me know when you're ready.
Hold on.
Take your time, sir.
No, you forget the numbers. You forget the numbers.
Hold on. I'm in a bad spot here. Hold on.
Take your time, sir. Grab something to write with, something that you could reference back to, like a notepad, notebook.
Right. Hold on.
You forget the numbers.
She's sitting down where I'm supposed to be sitting. There's no room here.
Okay.
What's the number? Hello? Hello?
Yes, so you're going to write Medicaid broker number.
Wait a minute.
Write down who it is.
You're sitting down. I'm supposed to be sitting there.
They want me to sit down. They don't want me to lay in the bed all the time.
What's the number?
So you're going to write Medicaid broker number. It's 877.
877.
550.
Wait a minute. I'm in a bad spot here.
If we get disconnected, I'll call you back, sir. No worries.
Okay, wait. 550. Go ahead.
4227.
4227.
You're going to call them, and you're going to give them her Medicaid ID, which is 00.
Wait a minute. I'm in a bad spot. She's sitting down here, and I can't.
They want you to sit up. They don't want you to lay in the hospital bed.
Eight seven seven five five zero four two what?
27, sir.
27. Yeah, okay.
And you're going to give them her Medicaid ID number, which is 00.
Wait a minute.
They don't want you laying in the hospital bed all the time. I have to sit up.
00. I
got to
sit down there.
All right. 143.
Wait a minute. I have to sit down. She's sitting in the seat here.
Yeah, but they don't want me to lay in the hospital bed all the time. They want me to sit up.
Sitting in another chair. Okay, hold on. I'm in a bad spot here. Medicaid brokerage number 877-5504.
4227. And you're going to give them the Medicaid ID number, which is 001.
001. Hold on. Go ahead.
001436.
001. What is it?
436.
436.
1620.
1620?
Yes, sir.
And you,
you're going to call that number and let them know that she's in need of an in-home assessment for home care. Write that down.
Okay. Home assessment.
Excuse me.
Okay.
She's in need of an in-home assessment for home care services. Write that down.
877-550-4227.
And you're going to give them the Medicaid ID number after you introduce yourself. Let them know that you're calling on her behalf. She is in need of home care services. You're calling to schedule an assessment. That is when they come into her home and they determine eligibility, days of care, how many hours she gets.
Right.
In the meantime,
877-550-4227, right?
Yes. In the meantime, I'm going to be submitting the referral so that our specialist can get a hold of you to further you along in the hiring process, okay?
Right.
They're going to call you to ask you if, you know, what day is the assessment been scheduled. So as soon as we hang up, you need to call them to schedule that assessment, okay?
Okay.
Now I'm going to give
what's,
you the
what's the number again?
Now I'm going to give you the agency's information. It's Family First Care. That's the agency that's going to hire you.
Family First Care. Yeah.
And the number is 267.
Pen don't even write here. Hold on. Wait a minute. 267.
551-7400.
Right. And who are you again? She wants to know who's calling.
This is Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. I'm going to be your go-to for everything moving forward with home care services. I'm going to help you with services.
Thank you.
All right.
267-551-7400.
That's the agency's information, but I want that for you to keep for you, for yourself. You're going to call me back once you get an assessment date. They're going to give you, they're going to assign you a case ID number, and they're going to give you an assessment date. You're going to call me back with that information so I can add it to the notes.
And what's your number again?
I gave it to you, the 267-551-7400.
Right.
The agency's information.
Who I call?
The broker, Medicaid broker, the first number I gave you, the 877 number.
Okay. And they call you back.
And then call me back to let me know what they told you and when is the assessment date.
Okay. So it's 877-550-422 what?
4227. You got it. Wrote it down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm up in years. 4227.
I think you got this.
Okay. All right. I should give them a call.
Call them right now and then call me back.
And what's your number again?
267-551-7400. You got this. You wrote it down.
Right.
All right.
I'm up in years. Medicaid.
I gave you the Medicaid ID number. It's underneath the broker ID number.
Right. 877-550-4227, right?
You got it. You got it. And if you get lost along the way, call me. I'll guide you through it again. Don't worry.
Okay. If you don't hear from me, call me.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
Okay, bye.